When New York City ballet choreographer George Balanchine died in 1983, he left behind more than 400 ballets. In his will, he gave the rights to some of those works to people he felt would take good care of them. One of the heirs was dancer Suzanne Farrell. She was widely known to be one of Balanchine's greatest obsessions during his lifetime, and one of the ballets he gave her, Don Quixote, was seen as a kind of love letter to the dancer. During Balanchine's life, the ballet had never gained a major audience, and it has not been performed since 1978. But tonight, a fully restored version, staged by Suzanne Farrell, opens at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Kim Kokich reports.
Stagehands are setting up the special effects as Suzanne Farrell inspects the brand new props and sets before her dancers start to use them. Her eyes widen when she sees a white ballpoint pen marking a page of an oversized book in Don Quixote's study. But the stage manager reassures her that it won't be there for the performance.
That's all right.
That's not period?
I'm just, anything that's not consistent just, you know, sticks jumps out like a big pen.
It's 2 days before the opening, and Farrell is in a wonderful mood. Her attachment to this ballet is deep, and she says she knows George Balanchine is watching her every move.
I feel him in every book, in every piece of scenery, in everything. I'm so close to him right now. I think he would have great fun. I feel he's having great fun being here.
It's difficult to believe that Suzanne Farrell is 60 years old. She doesn't look it. Slender, agile, her delicate facial features framed by light brown hair that she wears in a ponytail, Farrell seems like the teenager she was when she first danced the role of Dulcinea in 1965. The fine lines around her eyes soften as she talks about how much Balanchine's gift of Don Quixote means to her.
It hasn't receded from my memory or my feelings or all the emotion that was going on. I keep it very close to my heart. And I think that's why Mr. B left it to me, because he knew that one day I should do something with it.
Balanchine's version of the Miguel de Cervantes novel is not the one many ballet-goers already know. In 1869, Marius Petipa choreographed Don Quixote for the Mariinsky Theater of St. Petersburg, Russia, where George Balanchine later trained as a dancer. Petipa's ballet entertains audiences with very flashy jumps and turns, and the role of the Don is merely comic relief to what is in the novel, a peripheral story about a pair of young lovers. Suzanne Farrell explains Balanchine's interest in Don Quixote evolved from a very early age.
He was in the Mariinsky production when he was 12, and he had read the novel several times, so it was a story that he had been long time familiar with. And it lends itself well to dance.
Balanchine wanted to be as faithful to the novel as possible. So in his production, the focus is on the aging, idealistic knight-errant and his devotion to the ideal woman, Dulcinea.
The movement really tells the story. You know, the slope of the shoulders, the agitation of the choreography running from one place to the other, the way the characters carry themselves or stumble or fall or off balance. Nothing in his life is upright. And the whole choreography is tilted in that sense, as is, you know, the mind of Don Quixote.
But dance critic George Jackson says when the ballet previewed in 1965 with Balanchine as the Don, audience reaction was mixed.
One of Mr. Balanchine's greatest admirers, the critic Arlene Croce, did not like Don Quixote because she felt he had made the title part for himself and there was too much self-pity in it.
There was also a hint of scandal. He had chosen Suzanne Farrell to be his ideal Dulcinea, and many thought this was Balanchine's way to publicly declare his love for his young muse. He was then 61, and Farrell just 19. He was also married to someone else. Critic George Jackson says that wasn't the main reason the ballet didn't work for many of his fans.
There's no question that audiences were perturbed by the new Don Quixote. It went against Balanchine's dominant aesthetic of less is more.
Audiences were confused by Balanchine's abrupt move away from dance for its own sake. Ballets performed in simple leotards and tights against spare sets with linear movement and no obvious plot.
This was opulent. It was grandiose. One could get lost in it. That was one big problem for a good part of the audience. But even audiences who knew something about 19th century grand ballets were puzzled.
Partly this stems from Balanchine's choreography. Although the steps are classical ballet, the transitions required Suzanne Farrell's unique ability to shift from one step to another, seemingly off balance. Farrell says when Balanchine choreographed one particular solo to Nicholas Nabokov's dramatic score, she wasn't sure what he wanted.
He was asking for this pulsing, which is reflective of Nabokov's music. It starts rather melodically, and then it just gets da-da, da-da-da, da-da, pulsing, pulsing. You know, it was not really steps. It was just visual heartbeat.
This solo comes late in the ballet and is extremely taxing. It involves acting ability, balletic technique, and stamina, something that Suzanne Farrell innately understood and is now trying to teach her students.
You can't let your energy run away. You have to save something for the end. On the other hand, I don't believe saving makes you any less tired at the end, because energy produces energy, and so the more you give, the more you have to give.
As Farrell prepares her dancers to tackle this 40-year-old ballet, she cautions them and critics that it will not be perfect, but that even imperfect, the ballet will affect its audience.
Just like a good novel. A story like this, if you are moved, means you have to feel changed.
Suzanne Farrell's restaging of Balanchine's Don Quixote opens tonight at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. For NPR News, I'm Kim Kokich.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.